message just right between the eyes, right, about taking care of the house of the Lord. You can breathe a little sigh of relief because that's not where God has taken me this week. As I have been participating in VBS and looking at things in my own life and praying about our church and how wonderfully things went using the new building, it made a massive difference in how we could do VBS and do the youth week that we did. It's so important that we continue to not neglect the house of our God. Amen to that part? Okay, so this particular passage is the response of the people. If you recall the last few messages in Nehemiah, we talked about the completion of the wall. The next thing that happened was Ezra reading from the law and the celebration of booths, the Sukkot in today's language, that there was the temporary dwellings, there was the feasting, and all mourning. We talked about this last week. All mourning from sunup until lunchtime, they listened to the readings and teachings of the books of the law, which again are the first five books of the Old Testament. This is their response to what was read to them, because they could no longer be ignorant, because the law had been written to them. And all of these passages, all of these promises came from God's law as to how the house of God was to be treated, how it was to be funded, how the priests and the Levites and the musicians, everybody involved in the building, taking care of the building, taking care of the singing, taking care of the instruments, everything there was prescribed in those books of law. And the people's response is, we will no longer neglect the house of God. Because they had been. They had broken promise after promise after promise. So today's message is titled, Promises, Promises. Because I think too often, promises that we make are not kept. Promises that are made to us are not kept. And pain is found in relationships because of it. This promise might be familiar to a lot of you. I, so-and-so, take you, so-and-so, to be my lawfully wedded, whatever fits, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for in sickness and in, to love and to, till, I thought you might be familiar with that particular, it's not just a promise made to a person, it's a promise made before God. And yet, including me, many of us have had that promise broken, and marriage did not turn out the way that we thought it would. The odds of someone staying married, I was looking for the most current stats because it keeps changing. This I thought was interesting. 20% of marriages end in 5 years. 32% end in 10 years. 40% end within 15 years. 48% end within 20 years, and those statistics do not include legal separations. Okay, these are simply divorces. And second marriages don't do much better. Why don't we keep promises? Another type of promise I thought of were New Year's resolutions. How many of you make them? Do you know one in two? 50% of Americans make a New Year's resolution, at least one. Okay, so I know that statistically half of you, you know, made a New Year's resolution at some point. What are the odds of keeping the resolution? Less than 10%. So much for those promises. Abusers promise to stop abusing. Drinkers promise to stop drinking. Addicts promise to stop using. Promises, promises, and those are just the big ones. There's so many little ones. How serious are we about keeping promises that we make to one another? I finished up at VBS on Friday, and I'm telling you, I was exhausted. Was so tired. And I got home, and all I wanted to do was take a nap. But my young boy, who's leaving yesterday, "Mom, you're going to make that special stroganoff, right?" Okay, it's not Hamburger Helper. It's the real thing. And it's not enough to just have the stroganoff. You have to have the salad and just do it all right. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And it's like, just do it. It matters. It matters. And so I did. And yesterday I made his breakfast the way he wanted. Then he wanted a special cake that I make. And then he wanted his brother to make meatloaf last night and me to make the side dishes. Wow. Wow. He left knowing that he was loved. He knew that it was not easy to pull that off. But it was so awesome to do it. It's so worth it, isn't it, when you do something like that and they're like, oh, this is so good. This is so good. Are there broken promises in the Bible? First two people, Adam and Eve. Oh, we won't touch it. We get it, Lord. We understand your command. Yummy. Wow. How about these Israelites? They broke promise after promise after promise. They built the golden calf. Remember when Moses was up on the mountain getting the Ten Commandments? They did not give 10% of their income to the synagogue. They didn't give the first fruits of their labor. They did not observe all the feasts and festivals. You remember when we talked about the big celebration and they said, a celebration like this hasn't been held since Joshua. It was right when they'd gone into the promised land. This was hundreds and hundreds of years later. They didn't observe the Sabbath laws. And here in this passage, we know that they are marrying outside of their faith. And the passage we read last week said that they dismissed those wives and children to be in compliance with God's law. How important to God was it that they keep their promises? How important? How many of you think it was pretty darn important? Yeah. Most of the prophets that were sent to warn the people, if you don't keep your promises, something bad's going to happen. Depends on the prophet as to what was said. Numbers 30, verse 2, says, a man who makes a vow to the Lord or makes a pledge under oath must never break it. He must do exactly what he said he would do. Deuteronomy 8, 1, be careful to follow every command I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. When you move into the New Testament and Jesus is talking in John 14, 15, he says, if you love me, keep my commands. Matthew 5, starting with verse 33, this is near the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. He says, again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made. But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king, and do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. This is before hair coloring. All you need to say is simply what? Yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. Jesus says, don't even make promises. Just do what you're supposed to do. Just do it. Promises, promises. Does God keep His promises? That's what we sang about today. Judy and I couldn't find any songs about us keeping ours. I thought that was pretty interesting. I'm thinking, whoa, that's a big lack in the music literature. But there's so many because we're so happy that God keeps His. What has He promised? He's promised to supply our every need. He promised to never leave or forsake us. He promised that His grace is sufficient for us. He promised that we will never be tempted beyond what we can handle. He promised us victory over death. He promised us eternal life. He promised that all things work together for the good for those who love Him and serve Him faithfully. Those are big promises. Does He keep His promises? Does He? Yes! God always keeps His promises. What promise? This is not out loud. Think, what promise do you need that God has made, that Jesus has made? What promise do you need to hold on to today? Because we all need those promises. And sometimes we need one of them more than another. Sometimes. When I was looking for resources on this message, I came across the cutest children's book. And if I had the book, I had it electronically. If I had had it in book form, it would have been real fun to show it to you. But I love this book. I'm going to purchase it so I have it to talk to kids. It says, when someone breaks a promise, how do you feel? You may feel disappointed, frustrated, and angry. True? When someone breaks a promise, what do you think? You may think the person cannot be trusted. When someone breaks a promise, what do? You may not believe the person the next time he or she makes a promise. True? True? It is important to treat other people the way that you want to be treated. Huh, I think that's there in Scripture somewhere. If you want other people to keep their promises, you will need to keep your promises. If you keep your promises, people will be able to trust you. And when people trust you, they can depend on you, and they know that you will not let them down. They know that you will be honest, that you will not lie. They will believe you. They will not question you or doubt you. They will respect you. To show a person that you can be trusted, do what you say you will do. I need that message. I don't always follow through the way I should. You know that. But more and more it's like, nah, Mary, you don't have this option. You do what you say you're going to do. Because people need to know that you need to know that you can count on me in the big things. That means I better show you you can count on me with the little things. And that's true for all of us. Would you agree? Would you agree? God is trustworthy. That matters. The children learned at VBS, and you get to do this. And those of you that helped, you've already got it down. You can help me with it. When life isn't fair, God is good. When life changes, God is good. I didn't let him get away with that, man. God is good. Come on. When life is scary, God is good. When life is sad, God is good. When life is good, God is good. And I add, when God is trustworthy, life is good. Does it matter that God keeps His promises? Of course it does. That's how we know that He is good. Does it matter to others, we who follow Christ, that we are trustworthy? Absolutely it does. It's part of our witness. Are we going to break promises sometimes? Yep. Are we going to break promises to God sometimes? Probably. We're called to do the best we can. That's all. The best we can. When we mess up, God is good. When we do our best, God is good. good. And because God is good, life is good. Would you please pray with me? Lord God, thank you so much that you are trustworthy. Lord, forgive us because so often we are not, whether it's with you or with those around us. Help us to understand how important promise-keeping is, whether it's the little things or the big things. Lord, we need you. This is not something we can do on our own, but we know that when we call on you, you will say, "Here I am. I will help you." Lord, we love you and we thank you. Because you are good, life is good. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.